Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Giants right-hander Tim Lincecum. Tim, as you were telling everybody in the media, really working on trying to get back to where you were as far as the mechanics. How much of a challenge is that? Because now you're a little bit older, your pitches are a little bit different, and you're trying to use the same mechanics that you were using before.
To be honest with you, actually it's been easier than not for me to kind of tap into that again, just because I had eyes and my own personal sensation of feeling it throughout the delivery this offseason. So just having those two components made it easier to make the adjustments, to hear what my father was saying, and to make the movement on the fly. And, with that, it's just come a lot of confidence. And, it's just that sensation of kind of like riding an old bike, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like an idiot trying to ride a three-wheeler the last couple of years, and now I'm getting back to riding a, just a traditional two-wheeler and doing it on my own. So it feels good, in a sense. But, it's nice to have my dad here, reaffirming everything that's going on and, reindicating to me, the things that I need to do. It's good to see a smile on his face because he's happy about where I am mechanically, so it helps me.
What has it done for your relationship with your dad?
It's a little personal, I think it just kind of goes back to, the way it used to be, just a father trying to teach his kid about baseball, a game that he loved, and trying to, give that pass on that feeling, I guess you can say. But I think his passion for mechanics and baseball is kind of what's led me to get back to where I'm at right now, and I couldn't be any more grateful for a guy who's that invested.
Is the hardest part of it being able to feel that delivery during the season or from start to start? If you lose it for a couple starts, just getting it back, because if you have it for a couple, maybe it can continue?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's always about readdressing it and making sure that you're where you need to be and never taking it for granted. And I think that's what I've done in the years past, or thinking my athleticism is going to take over. I've been doing my mechanics long enough. I should be able to repeat that. And I think the fact that I didn't take it for granted this offseason, I went about it with my dad about it the right way, about going pretty rigorously and not giving myself a break, a chance to forget about the mechanical side, has kind of just led me where I am right now, and where I'm repeating my mechanics a lot easier. Granted, there's faults here and there, but they're easily fixable for me now. At least in comparison to where they've been in the last couple of years.
We'll have more with two-time Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Canes Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Canes Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
What have you learned about yourself? Because, you're a guy, you've had two Cy Young Awards, you've thrown a couple of no-hitters, you've won three World Series. These are amazing accomplishments, yet you've had challenges too, and you're trying to get back to being that dominant guy. What have you learned about yourself through the tough times that maybe, maybe even helps you even more?
That I can grind it out, but, with that grind comes a lot of, tiredness and not necessarily as much fun. So getting back to a place where you're confident again and you're doing things the way you want to be doing them, regardless of the result, will put your mindset as in more of a free place where you're not result based. You're content with where you're at, and you just work through that area. And with me, mechanics has been the foundation of my life, especially as far as baseball goes. So to get back to there and get back to those roots has been nothing but a good thing for me.
More with Tim Lincecum after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes and scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need.
One thing Madison Bumgarner told me was that it was important for him
to forget about good things that happen sometimes, you know, it's time to move on to a new season. Is that something you think about?
Yeah, that's just been something that's been, you know, told to me even from a young age. You know, it's my dad, you know, don't get too excited about the good things and don't get too down about the bad things. It's all about, you know, staying mentally even keel and emotionally as well. But, you know, right now I'm, like I said, I'm just content. I'm not too overly excited, but I'm just content with where I'm at mechanically. And, you know, I feel like the progress that I'm going to be making over my next few outings should definitely, you know, put me where I need to be for the start of the season.
We'll continue the conversation with Tim Lincecum after this. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right, Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm. And as far as this team goes, it's different. I mean, Pablo Sandoval is a guy that you came up with, and he's not here anymore. So how does this team move on with some of the changes that have been made?
Just like we have in years past, you know. I think that's just the nature of the beast as far as baseball goes. Is, you know, faces are going to be here, and then they're going to be gone the next day. And you learn to roll with it. And, you know, obviously we've been lucky to have guys that fill the spots and fill the voids and do a really good job of it to lead us to these, you know, World Series championships. And, you know, it's been pretty fortunate that, you know, the guys that we have lost, we've had people to pick up the spot. And, you know, I think the continuity of this clubhouse and just the overall atmosphere of it allows people to come in here and not feel overwhelmed. You know, they feel like they can, you know, kind of fall into a good spot and, you know, get a knack for the team and the way we play ball here. And just the overall, you know, environment of the clubhouse here, it makes it really easy to adjust, and it makes it easier for guys to kind of come up and fill the voids.
Same for losing Hunter Pence, because that's a big loss, a lot of power and his energy.
It is tough, you know, but I think, you know, when you hear about things like that and you see it, and you see, you know, I got to see Hunter the next day after it happened, and you know, and you're more sad than he is just because he's looking at it from an optimistic point of view and, you know, about, you know, hey, it's happened now, it's not too late, you know, I still can get in there after the first month. And, you know, that leaves you thinking positively, and, you know, those positive vibes, you know, can carry a team without when they're missing a guy. So hopefully that's the case.
Tim, hey, thanks a lot for the time, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants right-hander Tim Lincecum. Have a great weekend, everybody, and come back again on Monday. We've got a special podcast with two guests, Buster Posey of the San Francisco Giants and bench coach Ron Wotus. You won't want to miss it. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.